With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. It's eclipse day, and you can expect to see a lot more traffic on the road across Chatham-Kent as people make their way to a good viewing spot. The eclipse is set to start just before 2 o'clock this afternoon, with the moon moving fully in front of the sun from 3:12 to 3:15. The forecast looks like the sky should hopefully clear up for that, with Environment Canada calling for the rain to move out for a mix of sun and cloud around noon. Plenty of warnings and cautions about the extra traffic and safety precautions ahead of the eclipse this afternoon. The municipality of Chatham-Kent is asking residents to avoid unnecessary travel during the peak of the eclipse this afternoon, especially around areas like Erie and Rondeau Provincial Park. Rondeau also issued a note on social media yesterday that it's completely sold out of day passes for the day. Only vehicles with a campsite, pavilion, or day use reservation will be allowed to enter the park. Cottagers will be able to get in as usual. OPP are also issuing some warnings saying drivers should be prepared for delays and to make boating safety a priority too if you're heading out on the water today. Most area students have a PA day today because of the eclipse. The local public and Catholic boards announced in February they're moving the PA day up from April 26 to today out of an abundance of caution. The French Catholic School Board is also keeping kids home from school today, and there's an optional early dismissal at Chatham Christian School. A 16-year-old and a 17-year-old are facing weapons charges after police got a call about someone aiming a firearm at a home in Wallaceburg over the weekend. Police say the people who were pointing the gun were in a vehicle, and when officers caught up with them, they found out it was two male youths with an airsoft handgun. The teens were arrested, charged, and later released with conditions in a future court date. And some good news for those building in Chatham-Kent. Water and wastewater development charges are set to go up, but the cost of municipal building permits could be reduced if council approves the staff recommendation at its meeting tonight. The greenhouse sector, which was the hardest hit by increases in development charges, would see the biggest savings with the new changes to building permits. But the fees for the average new home build would also see a noticeable drop. The Red Wings snuck back into a playoff spot for now with a 3-1 win over Buffalo last night. The Canadiens lost to the Rangers 5-2. The U-12 Cyclones beat Elgin Middlesex 2-1 yesterday to tie up the Alliance final. The team lost 4-1 on Saturday, so the six-point series is all tied up at 4. The next game takes place in Elgin this coming weekend. The Raptors have won 2 in a row. They beat the Wizards yesterday 130-122. The Blue Jays lost 2-3 against the Yankees over the weekend, falling 8-3 to New York yesterday. The Tigers fell 7-1 to Oakland. Cloudy today, a chance of showers this morning, then clearing up a bit for a mix of sun and cloud around noon and a high of 18 Celsius. A few clouds tonight, low 5, mainly cloudy tomorrow, a chance of showers, the risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, and a high of 22. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.